Hey everyone, this is Jay Holtham, also known as Hawkeye. Welcome to Let's Start Over, Shall We? An actual play podcast set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We are going through all the MCU from Phase 1 on and letting the dice fall where they may. This week we have...
Callie playing Pepper Potts.
This is Willie, and I'm playing James Rhodes.
This is Nikki, and I'm playing Mockingbird.
I'm Tim Bannick, and I'm the watcher and the judge for this session.
Remember to subscribe and share and support your local comic book shop. Now, let's start over, shall we?
So you clean up the soldiers and call for transport, probably. Actually, I'm sorry, your truck isn't fully disabled, so you can get back inside of it. So you guys head back to the base. So as you may recall from Thor 1, there was that makeshift shield operations center that was built up around the hammer, which has obviously since gone back to Thor's possession. So that is actually in the process of being broken down while things like the destroyer were being moved over to the joint dark energy base, which is not too far away. But so that's still kind of, as it's being broken down, it's still kind of like mobile command. So Coulson is there along with several other agents who are in the process of breaking the base down. Meanwhile, you also have Agent Barton and Agent Rhodes. The two of you were called in and have been kind of given the lowdown while you were en route. You know, Barton, you're probably like a mile away at a convenience stores or a diner. I don't know.
I was going to say bar, but okay. We'll just say diner. We'll just say I was at the diner. That's all they need.
That's what you'll tell everyone else.
Exactly.
So yeah, you hadn't gotten very far. You were still on the base. And then Rhodes, you've been called out here because of your consulting experience with Stark and all that fun stuff that happened with the previous Stark Expo attacks. S.H.I.E.L.D. wanted you here for this because, well, alien technology. And
right.
They're trying to, like, make you a part of that whole scenario. And you can fly really fast, so you can get there pretty quickly from wherever the hell you were. So they've called you guys in, and that's where we find ourselves now. So you guys all, at some point, get back to the base. Can reconvene. The three soldiers are put into cells, which are really just rooms, kind of like what we saw in Thor when Coulson was questioning Thor. There's just these little meeting rooms that have a lot of windows on them, so people can see through them, even though no one ever saw Loki when he was in one. Anyway.
Master of magic.
Indeed. It's almost as if he could cloud people's minds.
Can I say, I rewatched that the other day for this session, and in that scene, Chris Hemsworth's beard hairs are so thick. It was so distracting. They're like little tree trunks everywhere.
And did they dye? Did they dye his eyebrows just for that movie?
Like, I don't know. I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah, his eyebrows are a different color in that movie compared to any other movie. Yeah, it's very subtle.
Maybe they did.
So you guys have the three soldiers have been separated into separate rooms, so they aren't talking to each other. One who had the grenade, there the truck basically blown up in his face. That he's out of it. He's in med, in the med center, and recuperating. The other two are conscious, banged up for sure, but able to actually talk. So you reconvene at the control center. Coulson greets all of you. So, Agent Barton, Agent Rhodes, Agent Morse, Agent Potts. Nice to meet everybody. So several of you may not have met each other. Some of you know each other intimately from escapades at Stark Expo. This is a very unfortunate circumstance under which I'm bringing all of you together, but I just want you to know that this is like bringing together the cream of the crop right here as far as S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. I saw some of the video from the fight on the highway, and those whips are indeed impressive. well done. It seems that Morse has been training you extremely well.
Thank you, Agent Coulson. Yes, she's been really great. And Pepper's like very excited to get this praise because she just really wants to be a good agent, but she's like playing it cool.
And like, Bobby's just straight faced, sir.
you see this like little gleam in Coulson's eye, like he's kind of proud that he was able to bring in and Brody and stuff like that. So you know he's very happy about this too. But he's also does a very good job of staying professional. I realize it's not all of your forte necessarily to go in there and interrogate these people, Morse. That's more or less your area, but I'm happy to let you all in on it if you want to do it. Do you want to question these folks, or do you want to have us?
In my experience, Agent Morse likes to ask a lot of questions and get a lot of answers. And so I think that that's fine, especially since she won't be asking me those questions. I'll feel a lot better.
Well put.
Are we expecting them to have information regarding where this equipment was taken?
To be honest, at this point, we have no knowledge of anything regarding them, so I'll be happy with whatever you can pull out of them. I don't know who they are other than Morse was able to identify them as being Sokovian, which this is now the second time Sokovians have been directly involved in an operation in the U.S., as mercenaries. I couldn't tell you if this is related or not, though. Unfortunately, we're dealing with the fact that the Sokovians, since their civil unrest has been going on for so long, ex-Sokovian armed forces have been hiring themselves out as mercenaries across the globe for some time, either to get away from the unrest in their country or to get more weapons and bring back things to their country for revolutionary purposes. So it's almost impossible to say at a glance.
What, out of character, was Tara Da Silva? She was just a mercenary for hire. She wasn't necessarily Sokovian for what we know about her.
Yeah, in fact, she's British, I believe. I think she's part of the same British armed forces unit that Emil Blonsky was. She's not at the same time. She's younger. So she was in the unit at a different time, but same training, yeah.
Okay.
And we haven't run, have they run any shield, whatever, recognition, anything on in these three guys?
Yeah, they pulled up information on them, and all three of them were Sokovian armed forces at one time. Current allegiances are unknown.
And Sokovia, do they have a history of being like having mercenary forces, or like I need guys to do some black like underworld shit, like let's get the Sokovians in on this, like
so the unrest in Sokovia is basically there's been this ongoing civil war for like probably decades, you know. It's kind of like the Marvel Cinematic Universe version of I'm going to forget the real world references because I'm so versed in Marvel now. Eastern Europe, civil unrest kind of stuff. It's been going on for decades and decades. And it, like sometimes it heats up, sometimes it cools down. But it's been enough where in recent years, the actual armed forces of Sokovia rebelled. So they basically split. It's true civil war, brother against brother type thing. So some army guys are still loyal to Sokovia. Some are fighting against the Sokovian government, and then other ones are hiring themselves out as mercenaries. Sokovia itself doesn't usually bring in mercenaries for operations because it's too heavily embroiled in its own civil war, so the resources on either side, that doesn't happen a lot. But SHIELD is aware of intelligence that other mercenary groups and other military groups sometimes operate in Sokovia, even if it's not regarding the Sokovian civil war, just because they know they can get easy access to guns, money, resources, plunder, whatever, you know. It's a big mess over there, is the TLDR.
Okay. Well, Agent Morse, it sounds like you're the most qualified among us to interview our guests.
That's all right, boys, if you're scared.
Go get them, Bobby.
Just another out of character for whatever this is worth. Pepper has really good intuition, which is supposed to be good in these situations.
Right.
So whether you want her with you or just observing or whatever, but just Bobby would know that.
No, I think, I think Bobby, I mean, would probably just say, hey, you know, Coulson, Potts did, you know, she did okay on this first mission so far. I think maybe we ought to give her a shot going in the room first and see if she can get any info out, and I'll be happy to supervise. And
he actually smiles at that, and he's like, this is why I brought her in. She's a good read. Go get him, Potts.
Great. Can we get some tea for our guest?
But of course.
Which is what I did in another time when Pepper had to interview.
That's, yeah.
It worked. It was a good move. Plan.
This is her thing now.
Okay.
Yeah, Coulson.
I'm going to start calling you Earl Grey.
Which, by the way, you do have to come up with a call sign eventually. Coulson turns to Sitwell, who's kind of managing the computer systems being broke down. And he's like, can you get him some tea? And he's like, that's kind of beneath me, but okay.
not too hot, Agent Sitwell. If it's too hot, they get feisty. That'll hurt. So just enough to drink it, okay. And they don't have
I got
to
it, I got it.
It. Thank you. You're great. You're the best.
Her call sign is going to be just tea, so she can be Pepper Tea Pot.
Perfect.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. So, Rhodey and Barton, you guys are basically, you know, behind the one-way mirror, listening in, and you guys have radio earpieces, so you can talk with Potts and Morse while they're in there if you wish to. So you are in communication, so feel free to jump in that regard. But otherwise, it's the Bobby and Pepper show. Sitwell comes up with your tea, hands it to you to bring in with you. To interview one of these guys. And
Are they in separate rooms, or
yes,
they're both in the same?
Okay. Unless you want to put them together, this is truly your call. So however you want to operate this.
I defer to Agent Morse on that. I feel like separate might be. Yeah. Okay.
I think separate.
Yeah,
they're separate.
You head into one of the rooms. So yeah, it's literally just like like 8x10 conference room with the heavily armored or like that the heavy glass doors, you know, so they're like bulletproof. There's mirrors along one side, which is what Rhodey and Barton and Coulson are standing behind. But other than that, it's just kind of windows out to this, you know, now barren kind of desert area, which once had a rock with a hammer in it. Scovian mercenary, the two who all three of them were male. So you're walking into the room of one of them, and let me give you their names since you now have their files. I can do that if I can pull it up in anything like a reasonable time. Here we go. Vlastimir. Vlastimir is been a soldier for probably a good stretch of about 10 years. So he's a fairly experienced Sokovian Armed Forces soldier. His file is not particularly impressive by any means, as you saw by his fighting skill.
Is he the one I threw on a cactus?
Yeah, we'll say it is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's wincing.
Like
around.
They all hit a med lab true. And like had the needles pulled out, but he's still, you know, he's got a couple bandages on the back of his neck and his head. You know, he's looking pretty worse for the wear. You know, a few maybe black eyes from the rolling around in the desert and hitting rocks and stuff on his way down. Yeah, so he's sitting in the chair, you know, in this otherwise barren room. There's just like the table, a couple of steel chairs, and the window behind him.
Okay, so I walk in with the tea and I hand him a cup of tea, and I say, "Hey, Vlastimir, here's some tea for you. I know it's been a pretty rough day, hasn't it?"
He just kind of glares at you.
I just smile. This is great. Just smile. We're two pals having a cup of tea.
I just come in and sit down in the chair across from him and don't say anything.
I lean over to Rhodes. I'm like, "Rhodes, you know this lady, right? Is this like, is this a real thing?"
I'm not aware of everything that that Agent Morse has been teaching her.
Okay, all right. All right.
She did the tea thing once already.
Okay.
It worked out.
All right.
It worked out.
I take a sip of my tea, and I'm like, this is really good. You really should try that. This is Agent Morse. I'm Agent Potts, and we know that you're Vlastimir. What we don't know...
I wink.
What we don't know is why you all wanted to take off with, would I say, I don't know if I would say destroyer, just like they stole our convoy or whatever. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't violate whatever shield protocol there is. So if I say something I'm not supposed to, that's Callie, not.
Yeah, they would probably, like, knowing that Thor called it the destroyer, they would probably give it some kind of like random nickname device, and so basically you're not supposed to say whatever it is, so you would,
okay,
you
all right,
say something like either the subject or the machinery or the convoy, like you said, or the truck,
okay,
like that.
So I said something vague like that, like, so yeah. What we don't know is why you decided to attack this convoy.
yeah, he glares at both of you and does take the tea and like and sips at it. But he does not say anything.
He does not say anything. It's good tea, isn't it? It's pretty nice. I had Agent Sitwell out there prepare it special for you. Just a hint of honey really makes it go down real sweet. I'm really trying to win him over. We're doing great.
You can make a roll on your intuition here. I was thinking. So intuition plus any of your talents that you feel would weigh into it to kind of get a read on him. Now that you've had like, you know, a couple seconds to interact with him and see how
social psychology, and then I'm not the leader in this situation, but I am taking the lead. Do I get to use my leadership?
Not unless you're actually in the lead.
I'm not. Okay. Yeah. That was for a different pepper at a different time.
Indeed.
I want to use business though, because I feel like she's using tactics that she would have with the board and everything too. Mm-hmm. Like that sort of thing. Does that fly?
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Okay, like negotiating. Okay, so I'll add, where's my intuition? Incredible, and then I get two. I'm rolling on monstrous.
Oh my god.
We're doing great.
Jesus.
I got a yellow.
This is like her thing, though. Like, intuition is her thing. Yellow.
All right.
okay. Yeah, you get a read on this guy. Like, he's got a decent amount of kind of morale and you know, loyalty to his, to whatever his allegiance might be, I guess you would say. So you can see that he's a pretty steely guy. You know, he might be resistant to playing things the nice way.
Okay. All right. I take another sip of my tea and then let one of my energy whips out just a little bit to like twirl it a little bit. And it's on, so it's crackling a little bit, and just kind of casual about it. Just like, just want to have a little chat here. Just want to see. We'd really, it'd really be, and I know you saw Agent Morse. I know you were a little bit stuck in the cactus, but I do know that you saw how Agent Morse dealt with your pals. So I do suggest you drink the tea, but also maybe that you share who you're working for.
All right, so now you're intimidating. since you're doing the talking, we're going to have you roll at this point as well. But, Bobby, you get to throw in a couple talents if any matter. So if you've got anything that goes along the lines of intimidation or interrogation or anything of that nature, you can basically tell us what that is, and Kelly will be able to add that into Pepper's roll. I don't know if there is anything, but...
Well, I do know that I would like to just, like, under my breath, in whatever kind of thought still botched Sokovian I have, say...
And Pepper just takes
and
it out.
And she takes out her whip.
But she's kind of like, yeah, what she said.
Right.
Okay. So this is going to be a psyche rule. So okay. You're going to add your psyche. You get to add in your social psychology in this case too. You'll get a +1 CS from Bobby being there and being good at the old intimidation stuff. That would apply.
He has so espionage. Get another rule, I don't know if that.
From that. And okay. You're going to have so plus two.
Oh, and interrogation,
so
sorry.
+4 all day so far. Based on your psyche. And you've got a weapon out. He's seen you use it. We'll give you another +1 for that.
Pepper's rolling on unearthly. It's very exciting. Pepper's never gotten a roll higher than like a remarkable before. I'm loving the session.
And I'm going to find a way to limit you guys next session.
Tim, I rolled in the red.
Okay. All right.
That's what happens when you put two women in a Marvel scene together.
There's a reason it never happens.
We didn't want Thanos cowering in fear that early. All right. So having successfully intimidated this guy with playing less of the good cop now, you know, he sees the whip out. He sees Bobby's reaction to it and you kind of menacing him. You see his will breaking down. Let's see. Let me read over my stuff here. He's like, we were hired to bring device and convoy to highest bidder. We sell it, make money. Money we can use to fight in war, Sokovia. And you get the sense that he's leaving something critical out and that he's not far from telling you it anyway. Like you could see the beads of sweat forming on his brow.
Oh, that's some good tea, isn't it, Vlastimir? This is super helpful.
Can I just lean over, by the way, and just pull out one of the leftover cactus?
He flinches as you do so.
And just, sorry.
That was good. Thank you,
away.
Agent Morse. Wasn't that nice of Agent Morse to help you out like that? I feel like there's maybe something else. So you want to sell the device to the highest bidder. That's great. I feel like you'd have to have more information on this whole scenario, though, Vlastimir. This is...
We get for Claw, Ulysses Claw. We give to him, he sell. We get money.
Oh, God.
Ulysses... Oh, I can hear Hawkeye, right? He's in my ear.
Yep, everyone heard that.
Yeah.
I don't think Pepper quite understands the gravity of that, but that was very exciting. Ulysses Claw. Wow. Have you dealt with him before?
Yes. Worked for Claw before. Get guns. Get missiles.
Guns and missiles. All right. And you take these back to Sokovia?
Yes. We must. Revolution. It has called us.
Yep. Revolution. That's Callie taking notes as she writes.
You are very careless.
Vlastimir, this has been incredibly helpful. Thank you so much. I really hope that you enjoy your tea. Agent Morris, do you have anything else? I feel like we can leave him to his tea now.
I think she just nod. She didn't say anything.
Great. And Vlastimir, you should have the shield. The medical personnel just double check for extra cactus spines, since you know we. Unless you want Agent Morse to help you out again, but
no, no more help. No more help.
I lean over to Barton and just go, not sure if the tea thing was helping them or hurting them here.
Really? Yeah. I'm not gonna investigate this too much. I'm just gonna let them do what they do.
So Pepper leaves.
There you go.
She's done with him.
Yeah, you walk out of that room and, like, you know, he like, not only does he, like, watch you as you go, but he's also, like, you know, pushing in the chair to, like, keep as much distance in between you and him as you leave, you know, worried that you might pull out more, you know, cactus needles or something. But, yeah, you step out and Coulson's like, yeah, that worked.
Yep.
Do you reconvene with the rest of the group, or do you want to head and talk to the other guy, see if he knows anything else?
I don't want to dominate over Hawkeye and Rhodey getting to do stuff if they want to. I'm fine with whatever the group wants to do, but I want you guys to get to play too.
I mean, I'm cool with whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, we can probably discuss.
I mean, we should
the claw thing.
We should probably
brief you on claw.
Okay, so exactly
like,
right. Exactly right.
Oh, I wish he was that cool. I
really do. Sounds awesome. No. Yeah. Okay, so you guys reconvene in one of the meeting rooms where it's just SHIELD agents, no criminals this time, while Coulson has take care of the prisoners and do whatever the SHIELD's going to do with them, putting them in more protective custody. In the situation room, Coulson gathers you all and says, Claw is actually a new one to me. He's been operating mostly overseas. Most of my operations have been in the U.S. recently, so I'm a little rusty on this. I might need a little help from our international viewers. Barton, you might have a little bit more information on this than I do, but that is definitely not a name I expected to hear.
Yeah, Nia, well, the Sokovia connection does make some sense. Claw is a dick. He's an arms dealer. He's pissed off the Wakandans a bunch of times. And is just generally a jerk to deal with and a not cool dude. He tried to kill King T'Chaka for, I don't know why, because he's like that. I think there was some complaint about Wakandans, Wakandan goods, you know, because they only do the like fruits and vegetables stuff there. So I don't know what he wants the destroyer for, but it's not good at all.
Okay.
Which means we got to go deal with him. He's probably going to try to give you a mixtape. He does that.
He's one of those.
Yeah. And he smells bad. It's bad. But fine. This will be great. This will be fun.
Interesting. So we are pulling up information as much as we can on Claw right now and his you know, friends and allies and favorite haunts. The only other intelligence I have, which is unrelated to Claw but related to Sokovians running weapons, is that there was recently a Russian RS-28 Sarmat missile silo that was taken over.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Are we assuming we should go after Claw as directly as possible, or is that the site where they're going to bring it? I'm not entirely clear.
I feel like we should probably get to Claw. If they stole it for Claw and they got it.
Well, if we can take care of the missile silo, we can get more information on the area. We might be able to track down Claw.
That's good.
With that information.
Oh, yeah, that's possible. Makes sense.
We need the intel first.
Yeah, to figure out where he is, because he's wily. Yep.
So we think Claw.
Yeah, Claw's, I mean, these guys. I think it's a fair assumption that these guys were stealing the destroyer. They'll probably take it to their missile silo base en route to Claw. And so that's probably a good place to try to catch it and catch them. And maybe we'll catch Claw too, because Lord knows we don't want him on the streets.
Actually, as Barton finishes saying that, a display lights up and Sitwell actually pushes some information to the screen to kind of show you sort of like two locations. And Sitwell actually brings up, he's like, this is the latest we have on the missile silo and on Claw's operation, which, you know, may not be enough. But it's something. And so you see two different sites. You know, there's the digital map comes up that hones in on one part of like the eastern block of Eastern Europe and then one part in South Africa, actually just off the coast of South Africa. Sitwell explains that there's two sites. The first, the one off of the coast of South Africa, is a place known as the Salvage Yard. And the belief is that Ulysses Claw has done several of his weapons deals with all sorts of different buyers at this location. Basically what it is there's like a bunch of like rusted out old shipping containers, things like that are just like sitting on the water in a dock, and guns, missiles, whatever is kind of like run through there and sold sometimes at that location. And that's all really all they know about it. They've never been able to get anyone close enough to get any more intel on it than that. So they basically just have satellite photos of it. And that they know people have traveled there that are, you know, big names in the weapons buyer or weapons dealer lists, you know, aside from the more legal ones like Stark Industries.
That place was the worst. Shield's so much better. sir, excuse me, sir.
No worries.
You run things so much more efficiently than Mr. Stark did. I just want you to know that.
And I just want to put my arm out to her.
Okay, got it.
It's pretty low bar, Potts. Pretty
you're
low
not
bar.
Wrong. You're not wrong, Agent Barton.
Yeah.
The second location Sitwell goes over is the part in the Eastern Bloc. You see that there's also satellite images and nothing closer of what it looks to be a basically the above ground portion is simply like a refueling depot for military trucks. But they're aware that there was a Russian missile silo below ground. It looks like the Russian silo was abandoned and it has been taken over by groups of Sokovian rebels, specifically. The thing about it is, though, that there was apparently some kind of technology either left behind or installed there recently that had to do with effectively knocking out international satellite surveillance. So, there's no eyes on that place anymore. And that's a very recent development. So this is kind of why Coulson's bringing up both, because he's not sure if, you know, is Claw operating out of his usual place and doing this? Did he move to a new place or were these people going to transport it there? Like he doesn't, you know, there's no intel on these two places. So you're kind of flying blind other than what you guys have just said, which all makes sense. So Coulson's like, okay, so looking at the board here, we have these two places in play. I defer to you on which one your team scrambles to, and we'll send another shield strike team to the other one. So we're going to hit both regardless. It's simply a matter of Barton, Rhodes, Morse, you know, what, which one do you want to hit? If you go after the Sokovians, the Sokovian rebels who've taken over the base, we definitely have a secondary objective there, which is to knock out whatever electronic communications interference systems they have. That needs to be done. So, you know, beyond looking for Claw and finding this technology that the Asgardians were so nice to give us, that needs to happen as well. If you go after Claw in South Africa, if that's where he's operating, then we need to be very wary of what's going on in the salvage yard, because we haven't had eyes on that in some time that are close enough. We have no idea what kind of forces he's operating with. So that's going to be very much a covert sneak in, recon. Don't engage first if you can help it.
Given that we don't know much about the armament that they have there at the South African base, we might be better off going after the missile silo in Sokovia.
Yeah.
That would get us more intel just in the region overall and secure more of those assets.
And they must be hiding something if they're blocking satellites.
Exactly.
How old are the images?
They've been blocked for a couple weeks now, so yeah.
And my armor isn't exactly the quietest.
Yeah, I feel like this crew, having seen the video from the highway, maybe let's not go for stealth.
Yeah, we haven't really gotten to that in my training yet.
Yeah, clearly.
I am effective, though.
I'm not complaining. The whips are nice, but they don't... They're not sneaky.
No argument there, sir. But did you see how I chopped that truck in half? Did you see that?
Yeah, saw that. It was cool.
It was pretty cool. Thanks. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do what the boys want to do then.
Yeah, Coulson says, well, if we're decided on a trip to Eastern Europe, is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think that's our final answer.
Coulson, you know how much I love Eastern Europe. I've had some great times, really great times, and I will take that one XP.